hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio. It's my
Welcome to the Positively Healthy Show. This is Dr. Maria Salas, and today we are out of the studio and on location at Shasta College Theater Department. This is so fun and exciting and just a wild time that we're having here. So who's we? What do I mean by we? Well, today we are missing our regular co-host, Josie Salas. Yes, my sister, Josie Salas Tynan, a holistic health practitioner out of Guerneville, California. And today we have guest co-host, Miss Tanya Peterson, say hi.
Hi.
She's a little bit nervous, but we're not going to let her get away with that because I've learned some very important things and special things about her today. Yes, she's a talent. So today we have our lovely and talented Tanya Peterson, who's going to help me ask some questions. She's also my chiropractic assistant, office manager at HealthWise Chiropractic, and the best of it is, she's also my very BA, yes, I said it, BA workout partner at North State CrossFit. And I really have to give a shout out to you, girl.
Oh, thank you.
Yeah, because come a little bit closer to the mic. Girlfriend has worked so hard in the last 7 months. I am so proud of her. We started working out together in January, and she has just, like, gone gangbusters from a little bit of weight to now you're like the beast.
We're breaking bars, man. Yeah. We're breaking bars at the gym. That's what we're doing. We're bending bars.
Yeah, we're bending bars, and I'm just so proud of her because she just keeps going and she keeps pushing me, and she just got back from being sick, but she's hitting it hard and coming back. And
I wanted so badly to be up off that couch, yeah, and in the gym with our peers.
Well, okay, so what are we, 3 days out from you being sick, and I think you PR'd a deadlift yesterday?
I did 240 on my deadlift. I was pretty excited.
Oh, man, I was, like, jumping for joy, too. So, anyway, I'm so thankful and grateful to have Tanya here with us today, but guess what? We have another special, special surprise for you. Yes, everybody, sitting right next to us in our own, like, homemade studio here at Shasta College, we have James Santos here with us.
Hi. Thanks for coming.
Yes. Hi, James. So we're going to get to ask him a lot of questions. A few of them I sent you, but if there's anything you want us to talk about, just bring it up, buddy. So what have you been up to since the move?
Well, it's been a long, long adventure for me. I went on the road with Cirque du Soleil with a show called Duralion for, I would say, I guess of almost a year and a half. And that was quite the adventure all over the U.S. and Canada, a little Puerto Rico in there. Mm. And just decided at a certain point I needed to get home to my family and get off the road. And we had moved to Las Vegas during that time. So I ended up with a show called Le Rev, which was an aquatic show at the Wynn in Las Vegas.
Oh, awesome.
So I went there and basically spent my time there as artistic director for about 8 months. And at the end of that 8 months, I realized that that was not where I wanted to be, really. So I decided to go home and spend time with my kids. So I spent about the last year and a half with my kids being dad.
That is awesome. And, you know, we were just talking about during the break that we get to see your kids growing up on Facebook, which is so cool. And they're just so beautiful. And I think they're stretching out, buddy. They're big now.
They're very big, and they're loving their life, and we love Las Vegas. It's a lot of sunshine for us, so we're all very happy to be there, and it's a great community. It's really nice to be there.
I'm so glad that you guys ended up with a great community. So tell me some of the history for coming back to do this show and how excited you are. I know in our conversation over the phone, you were just like, wow, I get to come back and do Chicago.
Yeah, I when I was living here before, I tried to get the licensing to Chicago. It's a wonderful Candor Neb musical, and with many songs that people are familiar with. And so for like 20 years now, I've known this musical. And when Dean called me about 2 years ago and said, "What would you do? How can I get you back to Reading?" And I suggested Chicago. He couldn't get the licensing originally because they were doing a regional production in Sacramento. But this year they secured the rights, and then he told me, and I said, "I think I can make it work." So we worked it into the schedule, and now I'm here. That's how it's pretty much worked out.
I'm so excited that you're here. So excited.
That was Tanya. Do you have a question for him?
Not at the moment.
Okay, that's fine.
Give me a few minutes.
Well, I was just thinking about that whole securing all of that, the licensure. What did you call it again?
The
license. Yeah, I mean, that must take a lot for you to have started that over 2 years ago. And then you have to come up with the money. And how does that process begin?
Well, really, there's an organization called Samuel French, and they own the license to the script, the music of the show. And so what they do is they go through and release the rights to who they choose to do the show. And this is so new because the revival is still running on Broadway. So it's really hard. And with the movie coming out, everybody wanted this show a couple years ago. So that's why it's been such a challenge to get it. But the college, they're funding this whole production and paying for it. And so it's really a class, too, that people have to take out here. Mm-hmm. So, but we are very fortunate that we were able to secure the rights.
Mm-hmm. And you have a lot of talent here. I hear that from Dean Monroe that a lot of talent came from this local community. I mean, that's how this works, right?
Well, yes. That's the idea, I think, of a community college, is that people all over can come and do this show. And I know in years past when Tanya and I were actually here.
Years past? I wonder how many years.
Yes. We don't really have to say the number. But it's been a while.
We don't need to throw numbers out.
We used to do about 5 shows here in the summertime all at once, happening like a summer stock. And over the years, it sort of became less shows. So now, this is sort of about reviving energy out here and bringing back the community feel.
So that was my next question. Let me see. I had it written down here. So how do you feel that this brings a show like this, brings culture to the North State in Reading?
Well, I think that when you do a musical or theater in any community, it brings people together, not only to, audiences get to watch the show and take their kids or their family members to go to see a theatrical experience. But really, what's the best part is actually being on the stage or backstage. You really become part of a community. And, the theater always draws in some pretty crazy people. We are crazy people. So
unabashedly.
Yes. And you find your place, you find your niche here, and all walks of life are welcome. And, what could you pick for something that would be most healthy for somebody is for building confidence in each other. And we don't even always have that as adults even. We forget that we want to be part of a community and feel secure and have confidence.
Feel accepted.
Feel accepted. Yeah. So that is what one thing I think it brings. And then also people get to bring their talents here. We don't always know that somebody that's a teacher during the day can dance and sing at night, so that's pretty a cool experience to see people do.
Did you have any really big surprises when we hear you were part of the second audition? Was there anyone that sort of like you were like, wow, oh my gosh, that person can sing and dance?
Yeah, I think there's a few people in this cast. There's Eileen Davis, who plays Velma, who I did shows with years ago, but she hasn't been in the theater for a while within Reading. Mm-hmm. And so she's a teacher. She came out, and she, it's really difficult to play the role she's doing. So she knocked my socks off pretty much and is still doing that to this day. Yeah. There's some people that are new to our community. Rebecca Mosley, who plays our Roxy. Mm-hmm. And she's just, we're so fortunate to have her up here from San Jose. And her family is making this home now, and hopefully she'll do more shows.
Oh, yeah. She
comes from a theatrical background as well, right? If I'm correct.
Yeah, she does. She in San Jose did theater down there, so.
Oh, okay. I didn't know that. I'm really excited. Obviously, we all know Mimi Mosley and Mosley Family Cellars right next door to KCNR, our studio here, so that's really great to have it all so close to home. So this is the Positively Healthy Show, if you didn't know, and so normally we talk about movement and fitness and lifestyle and all the things that makes someone positively healthy. And actually, I wanted to touch on that and just ask you, don't you think this is one of, someone was sort of surprised that I was going to do this interview. I'm like, why? This is positively healthy right here. People are moving. People are coming to go see people moving. And it's very aesthetically pleasing. We just went out on the stage and it was just awesome out there. What do you think?
Well, for me, the theater became a place of health for me. I mean, not only physically, but mentally, you know. Mm-hmm. And so for people out here, yeah, in order to be in the theater, it takes a lot of stamina. And you can't just run out there and dance and sing for 2.5 hours without having, you know, built up that energy and practice and muscle memory. And, you know, so it takes a lot, you know. And it also takes a lot of, I guess you have to be ready to put yourself out there, you know, and that's hard on your soul sometimes.
Yeah.
So you just, yeah, all around the theater is a place, and being part of dancing and shows, and you have to make sure that you're taking care of yourself and working towards it.
And you've seen both ways. You're a performer as well, so you remember the days when you were probably performing more and all the things you needed to do with lifestyle, nutrition, and fitness. What are some of the regimens or maybe things that you do throughout your day to keep you healthy?
Well, now it's
I know this is a big day for you too, right? These are long days and everything. So
yeah, this is definitely, it's a little different. My shift in what, it's a little different of a shift in what I do for myself now as a director and choreographer to stay in shape. But as a performer and both, you plan it out. The minute you wake up in the morning, you're planning your whole day to make sure that you can survive until midnight. And, you know, I think I just did the last 2 days here. We did 12-hour days or something, and I was unable to make it to the gym. Well, today I was like, can't do that again.
Yeah.
So we went to the gym, and I feel so much better. But, yeah, there's definitely something you have to plan, your nutrition. You have to plan your exercise and what your body's able to do and stay flexible and just stay alert.
Yeah. Did you have a question? No? Okay. Oh, don't even go there, Tanya. Okay, so Tanya, I know you've known James for years. Tell me about one of the performances that you guys did together. I don't know how close in proximity you guys were with your characters, but how was that performing with James Santos?
Well, I remember meeting James Santos for the first time when Shasta College put on the Jesus Christ Superstar production.
Okay.
And I remember meeting this little teenager with so much energy and so much personality, mm-hmm. and just an overall joy to be around. I mean, your energy is infectious, and mm-hmm. so I know that coming out here and watching this performance with the other cast members, you know, this whole ensemble, it's mm-hmm. just going to be an energetic, you know, just positive production. And I'm really excited.
Oh, my gosh. And I've had a chance to meet with just people around town, going to parties in the summer, and especially this last weekend, and talking to a lot of people. A lot of people cannot wait. They are looking forward to this. You're bringing a huge crowd as well. Just the fact that you came back and did this, we're all so grateful and thankful that you could do that, you know.
Yeah.
Your life is, you know...
basically put your life on hold to come back and, you know, kind of give a little shout out to your hometown, which is important, I think.
I appreciate that, and that's, you know, this experience too has not only been about coming back and doing the show, but for me also, I needed this. You know, I spent the last year and a half back at home with my kids, where the biggest problem you're solving is what you're going to make for dinner that night, which is a huge problem
it's
for me.
It's never ending.
But, you know, after going from with all those artists and you're solving problems all day for on a larger scale. So for me, coming back here was really, I'm rejuvenating my spirit and getting back into it, mm-hmm. which I really need before whatever is the next step in my life, whatever is meant to be is... Which I know.
Okay, so James is acting like he might not know, but we might try to, you know, glean a little bit of information from him about his future coming up soon. But I want to know, is this a show for the whole family?
I think, you know, it's so hard for me to answer that question because, you know, each person as a parent makes their own decisions for their children. And what I've been saying all along is that you have a choice. You can spend 2.5 hours playing video games or on your computer, or you can spend it in the theater. And I feel like as long as you're in communication with your children, which is the only way to raise healthy children, and staying connected to them, then obviously the material that's within the show, you know, we've taken it and made it tasteful, whatever was vulgar in the show. Mm-hmm. But there is still a touch of it that maybe some of the clothes are a little bit more revealing, and mm-hmm. maybe the subject matter, I mean, they do talk about murder and greed, and, mm-hmm. and you know, but you have to stay in connection with your kids, and some of the stuff goes right over your head. I mean, really, it does. I mean, I remember dancing as a kid to music that... You know, I didn't know what the words meant.
Yeah. you listen to it now and you're like, oh, so that, okay, yeah. That's what I was bopping my head to.
Well, and then, too, I saw the movie Chicago with Renee Zellweger and all of them, what, I think 10 years ago. So, you know, I was telling Tanya that, yeah, it means PG-13, you know, and I was telling Tanya, isn't it funny, though, you could be at a different place or space in your life, and me watching that 10 years ago versus she let me watch it again the other night, and she let me borrow it, and I just saw it completely different eyes, more open. Just, it was about the performances, it was about listening to them sing and their skill level, and just in my eyes going, wow, what athletes these people are, you know what I mean?
Yeah, and this show in particular, you know, there's one set through the whole show, and in the revival they've done it where it's really about the talent. So mm-hmm. you really do pick that up from this, and seeing this cast, you will not see a group of people that works this hard, you know, and has made this much improvement. It's just incredible. So that alone is a reason to come see the show, is to see what people have here in this community.
What kind of advice would you give someone that is thinking about getting into the theater arts at like an older age? Because we were actually talking to Dean Monroe, and he said, wow, this is sort of like a little bit of an older cast. There are a few young ones in there, but, you know, someone that's like deciding to go back to college and they want to do something, maybe they did something when they were younger in high school and they're thinking about getting back into it. What kind of advice do you want to give to them?
Well, I think that you have to pretty much just jump. Okay. You know? I mean, that's the best.
Well, I tried to do that for Tanya during auditions, but she wouldn't jump.
I was hoping that she would jump, too.
Yeah, maybe next time.
It's hard. It's very difficult. And as you get older, it's harder to make the time, because this is a big time commitment, too, for people.
Sure. But, yeah, definitely.
I mean, the one thing great about the college is it's 5 weeks we put into it, and now they'll be back to normal lives, just putting on shows during the weekend for 3 weekends. So, I mean, you kind of have to, like, have a lot of family support when it comes to that flexibility at work maybe a little bit. Mm-hmm. But, I mean, honestly, if you're passionate about it and you want to do it, then you just really need to get there and do it. Mm-hmm. You know, maybe you need to do a backstage thing for one show and see if it's really what you want.
Oh, my gosh, that's a great idea. So, let's see. What kind of health regimen do you sort of suggest for your cast members? I mean... obviously, you want them to have a healthy lifestyle, but is there something specific that you think they should be doing?
Well, I think that for me, personally, what I do right now in my life, I mean, I run. I'm a runner, and I go to the gym and train, you know. I basically, as I've gotten older, have changed my regimen a bit. But for them, I mean, they have to have, you know, air support and flexibility and up and down stairs all night long. And so stretching is really important. But, you know, cross-training is so popular, and that's where I see the most results in my life. So, I mean, I suggest that for a lot of people.
What's it like working with a group of people that you're basically asking them in the evenings to give so much energy, and you know for a fact that they have worked a full day themselves? Do you know what I'm saying? What is that like for you to be able to push them?
You mean from what I get out of it?
Like, well, I mean, how do you feel about that? You know, I mean, you have to do it.
I do.
The show must go on.
That's
right.
And when we audition, I definitely look for people, characteristics that are going to be open to that kind of feedback from me. Because when you come to work for me, I don't really give you any other option. It's sink or swim, and so if you're not there mentally, and there are a couple of people that didn't hang in there, and that's fine. I'd rather them not stay here if they think they can't do it. But I put a lot of confidence in you by casting you in a show, and I will teach you things about yourself you don't know. So stick around, stick it out, and you're going to go far. And if not, you know, it's okay. Maybe you're not ready for that. Mm-hmm. So for me, it's just how I am. It's kind of how I am personally in my life, too. I never give people the option to really... to think any other way but the way that I really need in my life. So
sure.
It even comes to like people that maybe look down on my lifestyle at times. I really, at this point in my life, don't have an option, really. I am who I am, and, you know, I am loved by people, and I can love, too.
Yay, I love that about you, and I can hear that in your voice, and just, you know, the posts on Facebook, and everything's so positive, and I really like that about you guys, and you keep it that way, you know, keep it real. So, anything you want to say, because, it was so awesome walking by the costumes and the makeup, anything that just makes you so happy about any special costume that you've seen, or you're excited about who's wearing what?
Oh, the costume director out here, Hillary Fahey, is really amazing. And I told her yesterday, I said, I'm so pleasantly surprised by what she's done, because it's not an easy show to create, and costumes that you can dance in, too. So we're very fortunate. I think people will be so pleased. It's like a little piece of candy, the treat there for the costumes.
We like candy.
Yeah, I love it.
And you know what? We are going to get a chance to talk with Hillary, you say, is her name? Hillary Fahey here in just a few minutes. And anything else you want to ask James while we have him here? I mean, he's like,
I know. I'm enamored right now because I haven't seen him in so long. Oh, so just, I'm taking it all in.
Oh, I know.
She's a Taurus.
So,
she's always been like that.
She, oh gosh. Oh, this one. Do I know?
Okay.
So, but you guys need to, like, go after, have a glass of wine, talk, you know, and just chat and catch up. But right now, I need you to ask him a question. So,
okay, well, I mean, what are your plans as far as when Chicago's done and finished? Like, what do you see yourself doing with yourself and your family in the next 6 months?
Basically, right now, we are discussing, I mean, I've been talking with Cirque again about going back on a show, and you know, it's really difficult. The positions that I have, there's only one per show as an artistic director, so basically I'm discussing with them about going back, and I'm open to going on a show again. There were some things that came up, and then I kind of fell through a little bit, but, you know, that's what's made this possible. So,
nice.
You know, I would hope I'd go back there. I mean, they're a wonderful company to work for, and it would be good for my family, too, at this time.
Good. So do you feel like, I don't want to put you on the spot, but, like, the move to Vegas, I mean, that was, like, a big deal, right? Okay, because everybody's missing you. You know, I talk to people throughout my day. In fact, Ross Molyneux says hi. he wanted me to make sure to tell you that. Do you feel that was a good move for you? And I know that's hard to kind of look in hindsight.
No, actually, I mean, I usually never do anything without having some confidence that it'll be a good move. And, you know, all life is full of ups and downs, but it's been a great move for us. I mean, we have a great support community there, which has been helpful for our family, because we are a very unique family when it comes to Reading, at least.
Mm-hmm.
But it's been great. And, I mean, Vegas, I'm not sure we'll stay there forever, but for now it's good. And, you know, it's been a great thing. You know, my partner Brian's business has really taken off there fitness-wise, so
yeah,
we're very fortunate to have that community there.
So, and we're excited. Hopefully we get to see him at some point while you guys are here. I don't know. But I just want to say thank you. Is there any other thing that you want to mention tonight while we've got you? Because I want to thank you for being here.
Well, I appreciate
it. And taking time. My gosh.
Very, very busy schedule.
Actually, now it's getting to be less. Right now, I'm not that busy as I release these little performers and artists and everyone to do their job without me as I leave in a few days, and then they'll be on their own. So I'm slowly breaking away right now, which is a weird transition as a director.
Yeah.
It's always a little bit hard.
It's your baby. It's kind of like, you know, you're letting go of your child.
Yep.
Is someone going to be filming so you can see what's going on?
Well, to film a show would be illegal, but...
Oh, I didn't know that.
There is definitely some reasons to film, actually, and to do notes and things like that, and I'll do that from Vegas, and,
okay.
You know, so yes, for sure, I'll keep an eye on the show, but I have two wonderful dance captains here to take care of my material, and so...
See, I don't know things, guys. I'm like, you got to teach me.
You're learning.
Yeah, I don't know anything about this, but, so, as someone that doesn't go to the theater, and someone that, like myself, I don't take the time to go, my mind just doesn't work like that. I get set in my work and go work out, and some family things, You know what I mean? So I'm really looking to have time to take time to go watch the show and to enjoy it. I'm so excited about it. Actually, we've been talking about it for months.
Since like April.
Yeah.
Even today, I put on, because, you know, at our office, the music, I chose the Chicago soundtrack to listen to all afternoon.
It was awesome. I'm like, wait a minute. What do I hear? I'm in like my little office and I go, are you like getting like ready for...
Psyched up,
yeah.
To see it.
So. I love that. I love it.
Awesome. Well, James Santos, thank you so much for being on the Positively Healthy Show. We really, really are so excited that you're doing this, and we look forward to seeing the show. And thank you so much for the interview.
Thank you so much for having me, and I just really appreciate it. Enjoy it as much as possible.
We totally will. Okay. Bye.
And all the jazz, I'm gonna rouge my knees and roll my stockings down. And all that jazz, start the car. I know a woofy spot where the gin is cold, but the piano's hot. It's just a noisy hall where there's a nightly brawl, and all that jazz.
Hi, this is Dr. Maria Salas, local Reading chiropractor, and Josie Salas-Tynan, holistic health practitioner. Join us on the Positively Healthy Show, where twins talk health. Listen on the first, third, and fourth Saturdays of the month as we talk about health, lifestyle, fitness, and so much more. Streaming on KCNR1460.com from 10 to 11 a.m. We keep you up to date locally and globally. Find out how you can become positively healthy.
Hi, this is Erin.
And this is Bill.
We the People Radio is all about the whole story, all the stuff the mainstream media only covers in sound bites. Every Sunday morning, We the People Radio digs into the politics of public policy, communitarianism, land use, Agenda 21, smart growth, immigration, elections, veterans affairs, education, guns, mining, timber, water, and wolves.
You know, for over 3 years, we've spoken with famous and not so famous people from around the world who understand the principles of limited government, fiscal responsibility, and adherence to the Constitution.
Well, thanks, Bill. Join us online at wethepeopleradio.us for guest information and our extensive archives.
It's all about We the People here at We the People Radio every Sunday morning from 8 to 10 a.m. here on KCNR 1460 a.m.
Join Erin Ryan and Bill Cundiff this and every Sunday for a full 2 hours of in-depth discussion with the experts in their field. Things you won't hear in the mainstream media. We the People, Sunday mornings 8 to 10 on AM 1460 KCNR.
Hi, this is Chuck Kinney. My wife Judy and I want to say thank you. Thank you for blessing us with such wonderful friends and business. We love being a part of such a great community here in Shasta County. Every day the people we meet and the chance we have to help each and every one of you makes us proud. We look forward to being there when you need us, wind or rain, sun or shade. Shasta Gas Propane, family owned, family operated. For safety, service, and savings, give us a call at 365-3793. And once again, thank you.
Lovely guest co-host, Tanya Peterson, and we are at Shasta Community College Theater Department because we are interviewing everybody that we can get our hands on for the upcoming show. Chicago will actually be going on at the time that you hear the show. So who we have in front of us now is Hillary Wilson-Fahey. She is the
costume designer.
She's the official costume designer, and we have a few questions for her, huh, Tanya?
Yes, we do. Well, hi, Hillary.
Hi.
So being the costumer for, a production like this, I mean, it takes, I'm sure, a lot of sweat, blood, tears, and then maybe a little bit more tears. But so what brought you to Shasta College to do the costuming for the productions here?
Well, this is my third musical here at Shasta College, and I've been working here for 3 years. And it actually came because I was searching for a high school teaching job, and I could not find one in the area. Mm-hmm. And my sister was helping me search for jobs, and she found the announcement on the website. And she said, just go for it. And so I did, and the rest is history, so to speak. And, yeah, I got my sewing experience in the University of New Hampshire.
Oh, nice. Where I did my awesome.
Job. Yeah. And I knew how to sew from home ec classes in high school and my grandmother and my mother. And so I saw an ad for a work study in the costume shop there at the University of New Hampshire. And
so that's kind of where you got your first taste of the theatrical costuming. Yeah.
And you guys, if you could only see her right now, she actually has something in her hands right now. It looks like it's a jacket that she's working on. She is not going to let this 5-minute interview go to waste because she has costumes to be working on. And what is that you're working on?
It's a last minute addition to a number that we did. So it's a vest, and I just have to make it a little bit bigger because it was taken in a lot. So
speaking of, doing the fittings and such, how long does it take to costume a whole production such as Chicago? Walk us through that process of, like, what goes on in your mind creatively. Like, you're kind of, this is, in talking with James, we were talking about, the layers of art that go into doing a theater production. So how long does it take?
Yeah. To be honest, I cannot remember when the show got cast or when I really started because it just feels like forever ago. But, basically as soon as I hear what the show is, I always start with research. So I researched the time period and I did look at a few past productions on Broadway, and I've seen the movie before. So that's always the start is research. And what's unique about costuming is I can't start until I get a cast. Mm-hmm. Not only because, I can't do anything until I see them, but because their body types mm-hmm. help design the show. Mm-hmm. And that's what happened in this show, too, and it really helped once I met them. It helped me see the vision for the show, which went more period as opposed to cabaret, mm-hmm. Which is what the Broadway show is like. It's more, just mm-hmm. black and kind of skimpy. Mm-hmm. But we decided to take it for a more period approach, which would work with our actors. Mm-hmm. So that's what's really cool about costumes. So mm-hmm. once the show is cast, then I take measurements, and then I start pulling costumes from that we have that are existing here. Mm-hmm. And I sort of start figuring out what I want to do for each scene, and it's just, and then we rent a lot, and James lent us some costumes, and it's just, it all just kind of comes together, a lot of it at the last minute. You do fittings and second fittings, and then alterations. So we're working for the past 4 days on just alterations, hemming pants, taking in pants, hemming dresses, taking things in, letting things out, buttons, repairs, all that kind of stuff. It's that little stuff that takes forever.
What's one of your little tricks of the trade for movability? Or, they gotta move, ladies. So how do you get the costumes to move with them?
Yeah. So because we did this period, so we're not using actual dance costumes made of dance wear because, quite frankly, we just can't afford it to build costumes out of that material, which is very expensive. So they are actually dancing in vintage dresses and suits. Wow. And so, honestly, it takes a lot of patience on behalf of the actors. They're going to be hot and sweaty and a little bit itchy, the guys. And the girls, when we do the fittings, I say, okay, go run through a bit of your most challenging choreography. And we decide, okay, where does the slit need to go up? There's things called gussets, dance gussets, that will allow them to move their arms. And, we can cheat a little bit, too, with taking a more modern dress that looks a little bit of the time period, and then I can tweak it to make it look A little bit more like time period. And honestly, the hair helps a lot, too.
Yeah.
The 20s had a really iconic hairstyle. Mm-hmm. So
hair and makeup.
Yeah, even if you're in a dress that's, like, you know, pushing, like, the 90s retake on the 20s mm-hmm. style, mm-hmm. if the hair is there, then the audience gets it. And quite frankly, I pushed the envelope a little bit, too. Some of the dresses went into the 1930s because that cut's just way more flattering than girls. So
that's what you got to do, right?
Yeah, and then... there's one dress that I made from, well, two dresses I made from scratch, but one of them is the gem of the show, and that's Obioma's dress, who plays matron Mama Morton. And so that one was made completely from scratch. And that happened, you know, after I met her and saw, you know, the character that she put out, the dress kind of came from that. And I wanted it to be... like a really show dress for her solo, something very sparkly and beautiful. Mm. And I also wanted it to be...
is that the good to you?
Yes, Mama's okay. Good to you, yeah. Okay. And I wanted it to be gray because I wanted it to be her show dress based on her gray prison smock. Mm. So that's where that color came from. So that's just a little addition.
You get to do... You're creating, you know? That's the cool thing about, I think, is with the costuming is you get to add your little twist mm-hmm. in addition to, you know, going for that time period. So
very, very cool. Any more questions we've got for Hillary? Was that it?
How many pieces?
Oh, yeah, that's what everybody wants to know. How many pieces total?
Oh, God, I don't know. I do not keep track. I would say each actor has anywhere between 3-2, and then Roxy has maybe like 7 changes.
Okay.
Wow.
That's a lot, right? I mean, we can all do the numbers later, but still a lot of work. Hopefully, do you have a team that helps you?
Yeah. So here at the college, we are lucky to get students. So we have students that come in. And so I'm, you know, also a teacher. And so I get to teach them how to sew, which is really rewarding. And they get really excited about it. So it's always a little, I never really know who I'm going to get or when I'm going to get them. So it's a lot of work, but it's a lot of fun. So any students listening out there, if you guys want to learn how to hem a pair of pants, sew on buttons, I'll teach you how to use the machine. It's really fun.
I might think about it. That's fun. So I want to say thank you to Hillary Wilson Fahey for coming on the show, the Positively Healthy Show, and sharing with us. It was great having you. Thank you so much.
Thanks for doing this, guys. We really appreciate it.
We need to get everyone to come on out, huh, Hillary?
Oh, for sure. I'm really excited by the show. Yeah. It's really good. We're really proud of it, and I'm really proud of it that I've done. So
thank you so much. It was great meeting you.
Yeah,
bye.
Thank you.
Playing fast and loose, and all that jazz right up here is where I store the juice. And all that jazz, come on, babe, we're gonna brush the sky. I bet you lucky Lenny never flew so high, 'cause in the stratosphere, I bet he lend an ear to all that jazz.
Hey, Robert, nice to see you again.
Don, imagine you being here.
Yeah, 11 to 1 every Sunday.
Oh, man, this is the place to be, 11 to 1.
Why don't you join us? We have a good time.
I think I will. I think I'll do that every Sunday. It's so much fun.
It is, isn't it? We talk about all kinds of things here on our own community radio.
For the North State.
Remember, Sunday from 11 to 1. Join us on KCNR, 1460 AM, community radio for the North State.
The Veterans Resource Center and the International Brotherhood of Electrical Workers is having a fundraising trap shoot at the Reading Gun Club on Sunday, August 10th from 7 a.m. to noon. cost is $35 per person, including breakfast and a box of shells. All proceeds go to helping veterans with housing and special needs. To purchase tickets or sponsor a participant, please contact us at 223-3211 or drop by the Veterans Resource Center at 153 Hartnell Suite 100. Help us help those who served.
This is Mark Story, CEO of Haven Humane Society. The heat is upon us, and I wanted to remind everyone of how hot it can get in a car or the back of a pickup for our pets. If you see any unattended animals in cars in the heat, please call Haven Humane Animal Regulations at 241-2550 so we can help.
Captain Eric Lawrence needed help after a paralyzing injury in Afghanistan.
PVA helped me write my resume, got me a job interview. I got the job.
To learn more, visit PVA.org. A public service message from Paralyzed Veterans of America.
Hi, this is Dr. Maria Salas, local Reading chiropractor, and
Josie Salas-Tyne and holistic health practitioner. Join us on the Positively Healthy Show, where twins talk health. Listen on the first, third, and fourth Saturdays of the month as we talk about health, lifestyle, fitness, and so much more. Streaming on KCNR1460.com from 10 to 11 a.m. We keep you up to date locally and globally. Find out how you can become positively healthy.
Hi, this is Jeff Williams, commercial loan officer at Plumas Bank here in Reading. Plumas Bank is proud to sponsor the Colt 45s this season. Plumas Bank has been serving the financial needs of Northeastern California for 34 years. Our top priority is helping local businesses succeed. We're located at the corner of Cypress and Civic Center Drive, across from City Hall and just down the street from the ball field. Call us today at 246-2364. Experience the Plumas Bank difference. More convenience, more value, more opportunity.
Plumas Bank, member FDIC and an equal housing lender.
Hi, this is Dr. Maria Salas, local Reading chiropractor, and
Josie Salas-Tyne and holistic health practitioner. Join us on the Positively Healthy Show, where twins talk health. Listen on the first, third, and fourth Saturdays of the month as we talk about health, lifestyle, fitness, and so much more. Streaming on KCNR1460.com from 10 to 11 a.m. We keep you up to date locally and globally. Find out how you can become positively healthy.
Hi, this is Erin.
And this is Bill.
We the People Radio is all about the whole story, all the stuff the mainstream media only covers in sound bites. Every Sunday morning, We the People Radio digs into the politics of public policy, communitarianism, land use, Agenda 21, smart growth, immigration, elections, veterans affairs, education, guns, mining, timber, water, and wolves.
You know, for over 3 years, we've spoken with famous and not so famous people from around the world who understand the principles of limited government, fiscal responsibility, and adherence to the Constitution.
Well, thanks, Bill. Join us online at wethepeopleradio.us for guest information and our extensive archives.
It's all about We the People here at We the People Radio every Sunday morning from 8 to 10 a.m. here on KCNR 1460 a.m.
Join Erin Ryan and Bill Cundiff this and every Sunday for a full 2 hours of in-depth discussion with the experts in their field. Things you won't hear in the mainstream media. We the People, Sunday mornings 8 to 10 on AM 1460 KCNR.
Attention experienced caregivers or those with an interest in working with the elderly. Home Helpers is currently hiring compassionate caregivers. We work with elderly clients in their homes. All our services are non-medical, so past experience is helpful but not necessary. At Home Helpers, we value our caregivers and have many incentives. If you have retired and have 10 to 20 hours a week or are looking to make a job change, why not work with seniors and allow them the independence to remain at home? Our services include light housekeeping, transportation, preparing meals, medication reminders, and companionship. Schedules are available weekdays, evenings, weekends, and overnights. All applicants must pass a criminal background check and DMV screening. If you feel called to help seniors and are committed to providing a safe and wonderful experience for our clients, Home Helpers is interested in you. Please visit our website at homehelpers.cc or call 226-8350 for more information. Home Helpers is committed to helping all seniors age at home. Home Helpers, there is no place like home.
I'm Jake Ryan. I'm with the Patriot Gold and Silver Exchange. We opened up in February of last year. The first major decision I made on how to advertise and how to connect with my customers was airing spots on KCNR. KCNR was probably the best marketing decision I made. I was able to hook into my audience, the people that I knew would want my product fastest by using KCNR than pretty much any other element of my marketing plan. In fact, now that I've expanded, a lot of that has to do with getting to the customer that I needed to get to out in Corning. I still have people coming up to me and saying, oh yeah, I heard it on the internet. Without question, it's going to be the first element of my marketing plan. KCNR has made itself the lifeblood of my marketing. If anybody has any questions about what KCNR has done for my company, I'd be more than happy to answer your questions. Come by the store. We're out there on 3637 Eureka Way. Or contact me at jake@thepreparedpatriot.com. You know, the funny thing is my slogan is peace of mind today for less. And having gone with KCNR, I have that.
Welcome to the Positively Healthy Show, and this is Dr. Maria Salas, and I am sitting here with the lovely Tanya Peterson, who is my guest co-host today. Say hi to everyone, Tanya.
Hello, everyone.
Okay, so we've got her nerves out of the door. She's with us now. She's totally fine. She's even asking some questions. And as another gift to the listeners out there, we have Miss Rebecca Mosley sitting here with us, who plays...
Roxy Hart.
Woohoo! We've got the star of the show sitting here with us. And I think we have so many questions for you because we hear you're amazing and we so look forward to the show. But I think Tanya had a more personal question for you with regard to being a mama.
So I know that you're a mom, a busy mom of two boys and wife as well. And so how did... you know, thinking about auditioning and getting the role, getting the part, like how are you managing to juggle between being Roxy and being mom?
Yeah, that too. It has been a struggle. I'm not going to lie. It's been hard. The hard part for me is switching gears because I do work as well. Trying to change my mindset to, okay, right now I'm mom, or right now I'm employee, right now I'm Roxy. That's been the hardest part, transitioning from place to place so that I can be fully present in the moments that I'm with my kids, in the moments that I'm on stage. And so that's been hard, but and I definitely weighed that when I thought about auditioning and thought about the time commitment. I thought, okay, my boys are pretty little. They're 7 and 4. How would this affect them? But I just felt like giving them the gift of seeing their mom pursue a dream of hers was really important to me. And we've talked a lot about, you know, this is something mommy's wanted to do for a long time. I did theater in high school, so I've done it before, but took a break to have my kids and start a family and stuff. So this is my first show in 10 years, and I love that I get to show them how important it is to pursue your dreams and chase after the things that you love.
Things happen in our lives, and we have, you know, it's just going to be up and down no matter what, and things are going to be hard, things are going to be easy, and I think, our show is called Positively Healthy, and so that's what I always try to, what you just said is perfect, because we're always going to be moving and shaken and being busy, and we have to learn how to be healthy in all aspects of our life with that, with our relationships, with our family and such. So what is your history with performing? What other performances have you done in the past? You said 10 years ago. That's a long time.
No, yeah.
Well, you've been mommy. So
yes, I know. Yeah. I get to dive right back in. I did my first show when I was in fourth grade with my brother's high school. They were doing Fiddler on the Roof, and they needed some little kids to be villagers in all the village scenes. And my brother said, well, I have 4 younger sisters. Would that be helpful? And so they signed us up, and I just got bit by the bug. Mm-hmm. I loved it so much. So I did the way that the high school was. It was down in the Bay Area. They did a play every fall and then a musical every spring. And so I did that all through starting in fourth grade. Even though I didn't attend the school yet, mm-hmm. I was in every show and got the honor of playing Annie in Annie Warbucks. I did Anne Shirley in Anne of Avonlea. The Judy Garland role in Meet Me in St. Louis, Esther. So I've loved my journey. We did Oliver. I got to be Nancy. It's just been fun stepping into many, many different types of roles.
Where'd you go to school?
Down in the Bay Area in San Jose. It's called the King's Academy.
Oh, very cool. Well, that's why I brought it up. So, yeah, so, well, I'm more on, my parents still live on the west side, near Campbell, Cambrian district. So, anyway, so where did you get your training? Just from having the experience of all those performances? That's where you got your voice. No way.
Yeah, we tried to do vocal lessons once. I literally went to one, and I felt so awkward. I never went back. Ooh, I know that's bad to say, but my mom's a singer. I come from a very musical family, so a lot of it is just in my blood.
Ingrained.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Did you have a question? Oh, I thought you did. You wrote some down. Here she goes, folks. She's getting all nervous on me again. But so what are some of your pre-show rituals we were just talking about? Because we're around a ton of athletes, CrossFit athletes. We're CrossFitters. We see what they do. We see, you know, them coming in and getting chiropractic care and massage. What do you do to help your body to be able to perform?
I love it. Well, the very first thing I do, I stop at Starbucks before. I know that's bad. No. I shouldn't, but I get my Starbucks on the way. It's my little thing. I have spent so much money there this month, but it's that little boost of energy. It's a treat for me. I love it. I feel like that's become this transition time for me in the car on the way to the theater. You know, I do the normal things, the makeup, the hair, checking my props, make sure my costumes are planted on the sides of the stage because most of my changes are very quick. But I love getting ready really quickly and then having some time to just sit and kind of reflect a little bit. I don't want to take this for granted. I want to really enjoy each moment and take it all in. So I'm enjoying the time once I'm all dressed and my mic is checked and everything. And I like the time to just sit for a little bit and really absorb what's happening.
So it sounds like you do that during rehearsals and on game day, right?
Yeah,
so.
Absolutely.
So you guys start here in another 40 minutes, so this is your time right now to just sit, and we get the pleasure of having your quiet time with you. Yeah.
I love it. I'm happy to share. Well,
you and Tanya know each other from where? I don't know, but how long have you guys known each other?
Probably about three years.
Yeah.
Just through the stirring, mm-hmm. mutual people, and just kind of, we were in some family, did some family stuff together, and.
Cool. Well, I know that when rehearsals were just being thrown out there into Facebook land, I saw that, and I forwarded it to Tanya. I wanted her to perform, and what did you do, Tanya?
I forwarded it to Becky and said, you would make the perfect Roxy. And
I woke up one morning to a little post on my Facebook wall, and you said something along the lines of, you know, time to get out your dance shoes, Roxy, or something like that. And Tanya had posted the link to James' announcement that he was doing the show here in Reading, and Chicago has always been one of my favorite musicals. And, yeah, it was that little push like, maybe I could do this.
She made you think about it, huh?
Definitely made me think about it. Yeah,
we had been talking. She had actually. There was another performance that at the Cascade that she was mm-hmm. trying to get me to audition to, and I can't remember off
it
the top of my head.
Hairspray.
Right.
What? You gotta do this.
We talked about it, but we both chickened out.
Did you chicken out too?
We both did.
Oh, okay.
Yep.
I wasn't sure. But so her and I, you know, what really solidified it for me was we went out one night and we went and did some karaoke, and this girl has got some lungs, girl.
Aww.
I was so blown away by your voice and your talent. I was literally in awe. Like, I cannot wait to see what you're going to put out on that stage. It's just going to be magnetic. I can't.
Thank you. Seriously, cannot
wait.
Well, we are all very excited to watch Chicago, and hopefully we'll have a few minutes to make sure to tell everyone where to get tickets. I think they can go to just Shasta College website and buy tickets from there, or Cascade Theater. Okay, and so you guys got to hurry up, get your tickets. The show is opening. It'll be open already when this show airs, this Positively Healthy show airs, so we'll be right in the midst of it, but you guys gotta go see it. Becky Mosley sitting here with us. You want to say anything else before we go?
Just please come see the show. We have worked so, so, so hard, and this show for a lot of us is a dream realized, to even have the honor of getting the rights to this musical. It's not easy to do. So, and then working with the amazingly talented James Santos, who choreographs for Cirque du Soleil. I mean, we're just this dinky little, you know, production here in tiny little Reading, very different from what he's used to, but we're so honored to have him. So come appreciate his beautiful choreography and really all of our hard work. We'd love to have you guys out.
Yay, we can't wait. Thank you so much, Becky Mosley, and we look forward to the show. Talk to you soon.
You've been listening to a preview of Maria Salas interviewing the Shasta College Chicago play. And you're listening to KCNR 1460 in Shasta River.
With SRN News, I'm Bob Agnew in Washington. In Ukraine, officials say pro-Russia separatists were carrying off wreckage and bodies from that downed Malaysian jetliner. Distressing news to the Malaysian transport minister.
The integrity of the site has been compromised.
Meanwhile, Russia expert Angela Stent of Georgetown University says there may be good reason that Russia is not helping investigators.
We don't know what the inquiry is going to show, but if it does show that indeed the missile system that fired the missile that hit the plane did come from Russia, then obviously there would be serious consequences for that. So I think it's probably in Russia's interest not to help with the inquiry.
The plane was shot down over eastern Ukraine, killing all 298 people on board. The president set to meet with the leaders of three Central American countries next week to discuss the immigration crisis.
The presidents of Guatemala, El Salvador, and Honduras will come to Washington next week to talk about the surge of unaccompanied minors from their countries across the American border. The White House says the visiting leaders will meet with President Obama.